Hey, welcome to the More Than Money podcast. This is Chris Burns. I love the topic today. We're going to dig into something that's kind of counterintuitive, and that is, how could a drop in the market be the best possible thing for you? Most people I talk with think of the market dropping as a horrific scenario, and it certainly can be. A lot of you lived through that in 2008 or even before that in the tech bubble bursting back at the beginning of the 2000s. And it was terrible for your portfolio. But if you take a little time to prep, this could actually be one of the best things that ever happens to you. And I'm going to detail why that is on this show. As you listen to that, if you have questions or if you say, what does this mean for me? How does it apply specifically to my situation? Jump on our website. It's mylifeismore.com. And we will give you, not only can we answer questions, you can shoot us questions through the website. We can also schedule a time for me to sit down with you personally and discuss, what does that mean for you? How will this impact you? How can you be ready to make the next big drop something that actually benefits you, no matter where you're at right now? Again, it's mylifeismore.com, and enjoy the show.
Some data that I want you to hear. This is really interesting. We mentioned this last week, the first part, that at the beginning of March, record amounts of money flowed into the market. What does that practically mean? It means a lot of you out there had kind of been sitting on the edge of the market, but you didn't want to tip your toes in because you were worried. You might still remember the last time the market had a massive drop. And you go, I don't feel confident. But finally, after months of watching the market go up, 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 after years, actually, of the market performing strongly, you finally feel like, I don't want to miss out anymore. I'm jumping in. And that's literally what happens. That's where we see these record amounts of money flowing in. Okay? But then what happened the week of the healthcare failure? The week that Congress couldn't get it passed? Record amounts of money flowing out of the market. In fact, the largest outflow in over 30 weeks. Billions of dollars going back out. Why? Because people go, oh no, this wasn't as safe as I thought. This isn't as good as I thought. This is the practical reality of what most people around you do when they want to invest. This is what your neighbors, your coworkers are doing in massive numbers. They're waiting till they feel safe in the market to throw tons of money in. And the moment the market begins to dip, they're pulling the money out. This happens over and over and over again. So let me just say this. A drop in the market, if you understand this trend, which happens consistently, a drop in the market can be the best thing that happens to your portfolio. Because we already know what's going to happen the moment the market drops. It's like we have a crystal ball. We don't know when the market's going to drop. We don't know how much it's going to drop. But by God, we know what people are going to do when it does. They're going to pull out. They're going to run in record numbers. So if we can do something different than that, we have a leg up on everyone around you in terms of how to win in the market. And this is so important because you have a chance right now to prepare for this. You have the opportunity to be ready for it. What do you do? Let's get super practical here. Because we know last week there was volatility. You got it on your mind. How do you make sure a drop in the market is good for you? First of all, if you're a younger person right now, if you are just starting a family, that drop in the market is an opportunity for you to buy. And so if you've got money in a 401k or an IRA, you've got some funds sitting in the market right now, everything inside of you, when the market drops, will say, oh, I got to get out of here. Everything inside of you will want to run. But if you do the opposite, if you stay in, and not only that, if you make sure that you lean into the risk, which is tough to do, you buy more as it's dropping, you will be winning because everyone else is jumping out. You're making a killing on very cheap stocks at that point. How do you practically do that? I was talking with a young couple yesterday. They were a little concerned about the market. They had anxiety about risk. But I said, you've got to automate the process. If you try to do this yourself, if you try to literally watch the market as it drops and go, okay, I'm going to go buy more now, that is so, so hard to do. And it's impossible to time it, right? Because you have no idea when it hits the bottom. What you have to do is automate the process. We do that with every one of our clients through something called rebalancing. You might have heard of this before. A lot of people rebalance once a year. What does that practically mean? This matters to everyone, by the way, but let me target young people here. What it means is that if the risk you felt like you could handle was, say, 80% of your money in equities and 20% is fixed, it's in short-term bonds, things like that, that don't move when the market drops. As the market is dropping, everything inside of you is saying, I got to send more of my money out of equities, out of this risky stuff that's going down. I've got to send it over to these short-term bonds that are safe. You want to be safe. But if you do the opposite, oh, and this is hard. This is so counter what you want to do. But if you literally, at that point, sell some of those bonds that are not moving and buy more of the thing that's dropping, that's where you're winning. And rebalancing does that automatically, because whenever your portfolio is getting out of sync, whenever the equity portion is dropping because the market's going down, it's automatically going to buy more to bring those equities back to the right percentage. And the opposite happens, right? If the market's shooting up and we see our equities skyrocketing, but our fixed, our short-term bonds aren't going anywhere, that rebalancing's automatically then going to sell those equities that are rising and put the money into the fixed stuff. Now, the funny thing is, nobody likes me when this happens. I've never had a client call me and say, hey, I really appreciate, you know, they wake up, they watch the news. The news is terrible. I actually had this phone call once. The news was terrible. The client calls me and says, the market's dropping. I saw it in the news this morning. How are we going to fix it? And what was my answer? Well, this morning, we actually took a big chunk because it was the time to do it. We rebalance every single quarter. This was the morning that a big chunk of your safe money actually got sold and put into the thing that's dropping. It's like you could hear a pin drop on the other side of the phone. Because what they want to hear, and I understand this, what we all want to hear is, we're making you more safe. And the answer at that point was actually, we're taking advantage of the situation. We're buying more. Now, for a young person, that makes sense. We're buying more. We're taking advantage. We have the time to have ups and downs in the market. Some of you who are older, who are nearing retirement right now, hear that and you go, ah, that way of investing, that scares me. I don't like the idea that we're trying to just take advantage. I'm trying to just make sure my money stays intact. Okay, it looks a little bit different when you're nearing retirement. I'm going to describe that now. Hey, if you're just joining this show, this is Chris Burns. If you missed any portion of it, go to my website. It's mylifeismore.com. Again, mylifeismore.com. And you can hear past shows as well as the beginning of this one. We're talking about crucial stuff happening in the market right now. Don't miss it. If you're young, we want to take advantage of every opportunity to grow your account, because all that matters is over time we see as much growth as possible. But if you're nearing retirement, we got to be careful. How do we do that? Well, step one, very practically, is to set your risk level. Now, people will talk about risk tolerance all the time. If you've ever sat down, no matter how old you are, with a financial advisor, they will take a lot of time up front to say, we've got to establish your risk tolerance. Here's the problem with that. Most of the time, the way that's done is by asking you a few questions about how you feel about risk. Okay, now when you're sitting in a nice air-conditioned office with a planner drinking, you know, a cup of coffee with them, and they say, how do you feel about risk? Who knows how you'll answer? I don't like risk. I kind of think it's okay. I'm fine with it. Whatever that is. There's a huge difference between how you feel in that moment and how you might feel when the market's dropping. It's like if you ask somebody, how do you feel about getting shot at? And they say, you know, what would you do if you were in a battle and someone was shooting at you? Well, I don't know. I would. Okay, that's going to be different than when you're actually in a foxhole getting shot at, how you respond. So the best thing, we've got to nail down practically what are we doing with risk here. And if you're nearing retirement, the best way to figure that out is say, what have you done in the past? I literally pull up with my clients. Here's a chart of losses in 2008. What did you lose? And they might say, I lost 30 or 40%. Okay, how did you respond? Well, I pulled out. Well, I didn't open my statements. Well, I doubled down and bought more. The way you know your risk tolerance is how you've responded in the past. And we've got to be honest with ourselves about this. Some people like to overestimate that and say, well, I can take a ton of risk, no problem at all. But then the moment risk actually hits, the reality is they want to pull out. So far more important than being aggressive is knowing your risk. So step one, no matter how close you are to retirement, on capitalizing on the next drop, is make sure you've adjusted your portfolio in an honest way to fit your risk. We do that with every client that comes into my office, because you've got to have that correct first. But once that's in place, now whatever portion is left, here's step two, whatever portion is left that's aggressive, maybe that's 50% or 60%, depending on how close you are to retirement, it really depends on your situation. But the amount that is left that's growth in growth mode, now that money we're doing this rebalancing game with. We're constantly making sure we maintain that risk. And if the market's dropping, we're buying more. And if the market's going up, we're selling. But we're winning with just that portion. because we don't want to risk the whole pod. But once we establish your risk in a correct way, now we can take the growth period and get the best possible growth on it. The next drop for you could be a huge win if you take the time to set your risk now. It goes back to what we talked about at the beginning. If you're close to retirement and you haven't done this, this is absolutely crucial. Don't waste the volatility of last week. How do you do that? Take a second. Go to my website, mylifeismore.com, and you can sign up for a consultation to sit down with me, Chris Burns. We will get practical looking at your specific situation, at your current portfolio, and where you're at. Again, it's mylifeismore.com, or call a member of my team, 855-224-3526. You can call or text that number at any time during this show, 855-224-3526, and we will get very practical. We'll set up that free consultation to look at where you're at.
Hey, that's our show for today. Remember, the market dropping doesn't have to be a bad thing. It's a normal thing for the market to go up and down. And honestly, if you are ready for those things, whether the market shoots up or shoots down, that can play to your advantage as long as you've thought about it beforehand. Make sure you don't make the only mistake here is not giving it some intentionality and some thought before it happens. And we know it's going to happen. It's not a question mark. It's not like, well, will the market drop? Of course it will. Make sure you've done the planning for it, and it could be an incredible advantage to you. If you don't know how to do that, again, jump on our website. It's mylifeismore.com. I'd love to sit down with you one-on-one and talk about this. What can we do to make sure your portfolio is ready for this? And at the same time, while you're on our website, the other thing I love that we do every single week is send out one email. It's not spam. It's not something you'll get constantly from us. It's once a week where we take whatever's going on in the headlines that week, whatever we think is most impactful to your wallet, and we just kind of dig into it with you there in that email, so you can see exactly the practical impact of what you should, how can you respond to this week's news. You can do that on our website. Again, it's mylifeismore.com, and I hope you have a great week.